The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Leave the dirty laundry in a pile, along with the annoying reasons why you don't do the things you'd really like to, as you reduce your butt. That's one T, not two T's. Join Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates right now on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. They're smoking hot.
Good morning. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates.
And what do we have on our show today? Oh, Suzanne, you're on a road trip.
That's right. That's why I might sound a little kind of foggy. Road trip. Spring comes. I got to kind of get on the move here. So
Spring break.
Exactly. Our first segment is always Dirty Little Secrets. And we have these moles that infiltrate all of these places in the United States and actually the world. We have international moles and find out really wonderful things for our audience to hear that maybe they don't know about. So they might not be like huge international secrets, but they're secrets for them. And we're going to talk about how to hydrate yourself, even if you hate water. And it is so important to be hydrated. So how can anybody hate water? But some people say they do.
Some people do. Yes, I know. And then also a way to relieve stress anywhere you happen to be.
Anywhere.
Then we are moving to our Snoop and Scoop interview. And today we have Abra Coleman. She's a trainer, instructor, extraordinaire. And she's also got some very famous relatives that you will really love to hear about.
Yes, I think that's going to be quite a little exciting bit of information. And we will finish up with how you can win fabulous prizes in our 3-3-3. See, that's supposed to sound like the echo thing, echo. You know, where you hear the, you got it. All right, 3 new drawings at the end of every month will do. And then what I love is that we have found out whether having a potty mouth can affect your mental health. So stay tuned,
Okay.
See, that was me interjecting a swear word, and that's what the segment's going to be about. So I don't want everyone to think I'm out there losing it and bossing them around or anything. And that was for effect. That was for dramatic effect.
Yes, and that woke me up for sure. Go to our website at www.agingbutdangerous.com to check us out. So the hydration thing is when you have a lack of water in your body and you don't have enough, then it can drain your energy and make you tired. And I think that really happens to me a lot of times. Then roughly men should have 13 cups of water and women should have 9 cups. So really when they could keep talking about the 8 glasses of water a day, then that's pretty normal. I mean, that's like close enough. The things that the water affects is exercise and environment. If you're ill or you have health conditions, then you can get, if you have vomiting or diarrhea, then you lose a lot of fluids. These are the ways you can lose water in your system. So it's just really, really important to keep. And also another thing, Suzanne, is that when water is also in so many things that we eat, it's in fruits and vegetables. And so it's eating all the right foods will give us some of the water that we are help with our drinking, too.
Well, what I was really impressed with was that you don't have to drink water. And that's the thing that really caught my eye, is that you can drink any clear liquid coffee, even though coffee's a diuretic. You can have any kind of nutritional kinds of drinks. You can have iced tea. Almost any low-cal kind of liquidy substance counts toward that hydration. It doesn't have to be water. So good point for everybody. Just keep those fluids going through your body. And low sugar is good, but just the main thing is you just keep drinking. So, and then what I thought was really interesting was that the way to relieve, a way that you can relieve stress any place you are, is just by smiling. And it's something that you think would make sense, but there is a study that was done, and it was published in Psychology Science, and they did a study group on these students, and they found out that when the students did something stressful but had a smile on their face, it lowered their heart rates afterwards, and it indicated that they could get over anxiety faster than others, that they were, because if they were smiling. So just a simple smile, and how you impact others is huge.
That is so interesting. I love that idea.
Yes, just smile. And this, that Mike the Mailman, I read an article on him, and he's in this post office at Penn State, and he has impacted so many people by just smiling. And he has these little signs he holds up when they come in, like great shoes or relax. And he is, so many people that have gone to Penn State say, even the president of Penn State said, he wished he was as important and popular as Mike the Mailman.
Yes, and he also said how much he loved his job. He says, to me, it's just so much fun. So he must smile constantly.
And how, what a gift. And then one time also, I have to say that my mom was being very grouchy once, and I just went to the grocery store, and I just decided I was going to smile at everybody. And nothing had changed, really, other than that I just got these smiles back, and I realized people go to the grocery store, they don't smile, and how easy it is. So I kind of started this thing, I call it my smile ministry. Now, I'm not going to bless you or anything, so don't be afraid if you run into me at the grocery store. But it's a way that you could just give back to the universe. So just remember, everybody, if you're going into a stressful situation, then you smile. It will really, really help the outcome.
And you are listening to Jean and Suzanne and the Dirty Little Secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Well, we have a new sponsor, and you're just as excited about this as I am.
Yes,
right?
I am. Mm-hmm.
These are an amazing group of doctors, and they are a Defras and Toppin women's specialist in Woodbury. And I know we talked to Dr. Toppin in a meeting, what was it, last week. Talk about impressive. This is a woman who really understands what we as women are going through, and especially over 50 women, actually all women. And she's so knowledgeable and so empathetic, and we are honored to have her as one of our, to have the whole clinic as one of our sponsors. Every week she is going to do a little segment on female sexuality. She is the go-to authority on this, and people, she's just going to blow everybody's minds. She's amazing. So go see her if you have any gynecological issues. 651-686-6400 is the number to the clinic. I promise you will be thrilled.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne and an amazing guest we have today that has impacted both of our lives. And I'll tell you a little story afterwards about what happened to me. But Jeannie, Yeah. I think that you're all excited, too.
Yes, we are. Abra Coleman. And Abra, welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Abra is a trainer and an instructor, and she has all kinds. She just turned 50. She's a member of Aging But Dangerous, and we are going to pull all kinds of great information out of her today. So, Abra,
may I just say that she is the absolute, and I have taken a lot of classes from a lot of people, and she is absolutely the best, most professional, most knowledgeable instructor I have ever had in either yoga or the body blast.
If a person is brand new at working out, you know, we all have worked out, but there's people out there, you know, that are even getting older that have never worked out. How would they go about that if they've never worked out?
Well, first of all, you want to start at the beginning. We always start at the beginning, and you need to understand that it's a process, and you don't get to the end at the beginning. Strength and flexibility is built over time. So when you start, it's a very exciting time because the rewards that come to you through exercising are just amazing. So it's a very exciting time. And set reasonable goals and honor your body. Honor your body. That is the true sign of strength. So if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. If you need to modify, then you do that, and you listen to your body. Some days you don't feel like doing anything, so then you don't.
But you just move, right? You really believe in just moving.
Yeah, moving your body. You want to move your body every day. I mean, you want to tone your temple.
Right. Well, so how many times do you think people should work out every week?
Well, I think when you're starting out, you need to start slowly and build up. And once it becomes part of your lifestyle, your habit, I think you should move around and do something every single day. Maybe take one day off. You don't need to do anything strenuous, but I think it's really important to do something to keep everything moving and keep the body feeling good and the mind feeling clear.
And so important as we're aging. So important.
So important.
Yeah. Well, there are different kinds of yoga out there, and I know you do teach yoga. So can everybody do yoga? And is it really, I know it's a lot of stretching and everything, but it's really kind of hard for me to do.
Yoga is a breath practice. So if you can breathe, you can do yoga.
Oh.
There are so many different varieties of yoga. Some are more require more strength and more physical fitness, and some are just restorative and quiet and breathing and meditative, and there's something for everybody.
Well, and don't they have that some kind of yoga that is done in the heat? Or
Bikram.
When it's really hot? Oh, okay.
Bikram, hot yoga. There's all so many different varieties. Yoga is the rage.
And
I know when I got really interested and started studying, I felt like I drank the Kool-Aid. I couldn't get enough of it.
Yes. Well, what one do you prefer? What yoga type of yoga?
I like power yoga, vinyasa flow, which is matching breath to movement.
Oh.
And it's a more strenuous yoga practice. But that is my favorite.
So with my asthma, that probably would really help me, the whole breathing thing.
Breathing
yeah,
helps
breathing.
Everything. You can take your breath with you off the mat. So if you're having a stressful situation or if you're feeling, you know, anything, your breath is, it's amazing what it does to your body. Mm-hmm. Calms your mind and
Where do you teach, Abra?
I teach at LA Fitness, and then I also do free classes once a month at Athleta at the Mall of America.
And what is Athleta?
Athleta is it's like a lifestyle store, women's clothes, run, yoga, to-fro, just everything. And the lifestyle part about it is, like, the relationships that can be built here. The women who work here are awesome. If you need help, if you need a friend, if you need some yoga pants, whatever you need, we've got it here, and we just have such a good time doing it.
Now, Abra, if I came in there, then you would help me put together what I needed based on...
Oh, yeah, we offer personal shopping, which is a lot of fun, and you can set up an appointment for that or just come on in. And it's just really amazing. You know, it's like we always feel better when we look better, and why not have a good time getting it together?
Is it a pretty well-priced clothing?
It's not inexpensive, but there's a great return policy, and it's worth every penny. Cost per wear and the way you look and feel, it's worth every penny.
Well, Abra, I think you have some famous relatives, don't you?
You think so?
Can you share that with us and we can talk about that a little?
Well, my grandmother was Ann Landers.
Ann Landers was your what?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, Ann Landers. I couldn't have gotten through my life, especially my high school years, without Ann Landers. So are you?
She was an icon. She was a really amazing woman, and she was my grandmother, and I learned a lot from her, and I wish she were still here.
Did you ever
wonder if she would do yoga?
Yeah, I bet she would have. She was so with it. Did you ever, as a child or as a teenager, did you ever write her any anonymous questions?
Never.
Oh, that's funny. I think I would have.
She would give me advice unsolicited, of course.
Yeah.
And I think the best advice she ever gave me was, put your Teflon raincoat on. I think we can all stand to wear our Teflon raincoat and not take everything so personally and not everything so seriously.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did she give you advice on boyfriends?
You know, I didn't really want to touch on that with her. I know that she always had an opinion, though, about what I should be doing. But we all do what we want to do. Isn't that the truth?
Yes, it is.
No matter what anybody tells you.
Well, and if Ann Landers was her great... was her grandmother, then Dear Abby was your great aunt.
Correct.
So
correct.
You're genetically, you are genetically predisposed to be wild.
Oh, yeah. I've got the DNA and the life experience. So I suppose I could just jump right in there maybe, huh?
Well, yes.
I think it's a Dear Abra. I see Dear Abra coming up.
Really?
I
want to be Ask Abra.
Yeah,
I've been toyed with that idea. I do have my web and my email that aren't for advice, that were real estate, but it is askabra.com. So,
and you are
who
thinking,
knows? Anything is possible.
Right, and you are thinking about that because you were asking us about it, and Suzanne, I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, I'm always thinking and just trying to put it all together so I can just feel good and have fun and do what I love to do.
And we can see a big billboard on 394 that says, Ask Abra.
How about Ann says, Ask Abra?
Oh, yeah. Ann says. Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
That'd be a good one.
She would be very proud of you.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, and you just turned 50, and you are, I know you wanted to be a member of ABD, and you were waiting for that big 5-0.
I was waiting to turn 50 so I could be a member.
I know. And we were so excited.
Was so much fun turning 50. I turned 50 with intention, and I just love the way I passed into it, and I'm embracing it, and it's just a really great time.
Well, I know, and we're going to put a video up, I think, on our website that's going to be really fun that I don't think I have seen it yet, but everybody needs to go to our website and check it out.
I love your website.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, Abra, thank you so much for joining us. It's been really fun. I knew it would be a fun interview, so we will be talking to you later.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to tell you something. I mentioned at LA Fitness that I was going to be doing this, and so this week only, if anybody wants to join Johnny at membership at Uptown, he said this weekend is the Abra Said So weekend at LA Fitness. He said, go in Uptown or ask for Johnny and say, Abra said so. You'll get zero initiation, only $39.99 a month, he says.
Oh, wow.
He says the membership comes with free personal training session and an assessment, and you can go to any club, any LA Fitness. And the best part, he says, month to month, no contract. So if you're a commitment phobe, no big whoop.
Wow, that is amazing. That's a wonderful offer.
Well, don't you think
so?
I asked him, is that really special or can you get that anywhere? And he said, no, just this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Abra said so.
Okay.
Johnny.
All right.
Johnny will hook you up.
Thank you, dear. You are the best.
Thank you. Have a great day, ladies.
We'll talk to you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Coming up, how to win great prizes on aging but dangerous sizzle. Don't go away.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
So we are really excited to share information with our listeners. And, you know, in return, we would like for them to share with us what they, if they have people that they like to, that they want to share with other people, like Angie's List.
Yeah, like a little mini Angie's List.
Right. So if you have a product or a service that you would like our listeners to know about, contact agingbutdangerous.com and we will check you out. And if you vet out, you'll be one of our dirty little secrets or maybe even more.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We are back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and thank you for joining us this fantastic Saturday morning.
And Suzanne, we want to tell everybody about lunch with us. Go on our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and register to have lunch. And you can bring two of your friends, and this is extended through March, and we're going to have lunch at Tiger Sushi.
Oh, love Tiger Sushi. And then we have the drawing for the car detailing. So we basically have two drawings that are provided by Epic Automotive. The first one is this car detailing, which I cannot stand that I cannot be eligible for this because my car needs to be detailed so badly. And then two tinted windows. And Alex at Epic Automotive does a great job. So we'll be drawing for those the end of March.
So don't forget to sign up for our big monthly drawings at www.agingbutdangerous.com.
And then they can go and they'll have to find the drawings and then they click on, the information on the website and they go there to click on it. And then also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and like us because it's a good thing. And smile while you're doing it,
yeah.
Because then you'll be less stressed out.
There you go. And we are looking for a team. We're trying to get a team together for a triathlon. This triathlon is going to be on August 25th. We need bikers, swimmers, and runners. Go to our website and give us your name. It's a wonderful event, and it's going to be in Maple Grove, Minnesota. It's called Dare to Try, TRI, and it's for beginners. It's for anybody that wants to get out there and try to do a triathlon.
And we love this. And this is so aging but dangerous, isn't it?
I know.
I mean, don't think you can't do it just because you've never done it, because that's what Aging But Dangerous is all about. And so we're really excited about that. Our friend Daniel Prince turned us on to that, and he is such a jewel.
Suzanne, swearing, my gosh, is it healthy or unhealthy?
So the question is swearing more than just a bad habit and how it really does impact your mental health? And I know that the former CEO of Yahoo, Carol Bartz, you know, she just had a real potty mouth. She was really bad. And I think it really impacted her career. I don't know. Did you ever hear her talk?
I didn't hear that.
Well, there's a gentleman named Richard Stevens, and he's a senior psychology lecturer at Keighley University in the UK. And he has done all of this research on swearing, and profane language causes your adrenaline to surge. And what happens when that happens is it has this analgesic benefit. So basically, like when you stub your toe, when you swear or when you burn your finger on a skillet or something, it actually causes a chemical reaction that releases an analgesic benefit and helps reduce your pain.
No way. That is something. So we really can say bad words.
Yes, and it helps us.
It does help.
But here's the kicker. Okay, so here the kicker is that, well, actually, and what's really funny is that he began his research after hearing his wife omit, and not omit, what do you call it, when you send it out, saw all these screeching all these expletives while she was delivering their daughter. And he found that when you, the more and the dirtier and the worse the illicit language is, the more relief it delivers.
That's amazing.
So if you're having a baby, you could just go for the worst thing you've ever thought about saying. And what he said was, and I love this, he said that saying the F word is like taking Vicodin.
Oh.
Is that great?
That is great.
I love that. Anyway, so, and then what I thought, another thing that was just fascinating, I love this story because I have been known periodically to let go of a swear word. He says that the part that stores in your brain that stores swear words is the frontal cortex. And that's really what's linked to emotion. But ordinary language is housed in the left side of your brain. So they're in two different spots, swear words and ordinary language. So they are not in the same category in your brain. And, you know, sometimes stroke victims will swear, will be able to swear when they really can't talk.
Yes.
And that's why.
Yes. Well, that is so interesting. That really makes sense, doesn't it? Because
yeah,
you're right. And they say that the stroke victims will start swearing sometimes.
Well, and then there's a Harvard professor named Steven Pinker, and or Pinker, I think it is, and he really agrees with all of this, and he's kind of like the Mick Jagger of linguists, and he devoted an entire chapter in his book, I think it was called The Stuff of Thought, Language as a Window into Human Nature. I think it was published in 2007. In fact, I'm sure it was. It was a bestseller. And he said that if you swear a word that's really bad, like the F word, it basically pings the emotional centers of the brain and perks you up as a listener. Like in the very beginning when you said that, that woke me up.
Yes.
That's
yes.
a perfect example of that. Hmm. But what he says is that when it's overused, it doesn't have the same effect. It's like you get numb to it, like so many other things. And so he thinks chain swearing is not what you should do, that it's really loses its ability then to disarm people. And that's really why you want to use swearing. You want to really in an original, elegant, and authoritative way. Is that okay? I know, it doesn't really go together. And anyway, Emily Post even wrote about it back in 1945, I think, about the fact that how people are so taken off guard by women swearing. And she, there's this quote I found. It says, "The worst of all are the normally well-mannered women who are not even aware of how often they swear." And then there's this whole study that came out of the University of Arizona. I know we're running out of time, but this is so interesting to me. And people, these women that had breast cancer, what they did was they, when they swore in front of their relatives, even something as mild as saying, "Oh, crap," their loved ones, they actually gave them less support. So it's a fine line. And so you're better off to say, "Oh, fiddlesticks," than, so that should be your new F word.
Or darn, oh, darn.
Or darn, yeah. Exactly. It's not going to give you the same adrenaline rush, but it might be safer. Anyway, very, very fascinating story.
Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women all across the globe.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.